Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We've talked about Lansing as a turnaround city. I guess anytime you are number 7 in the nation in job growth, that description is apt. And that would also mean a turnaround and a change in air traffic. And very happy to welcome in Stan Gatick, President and CEO, Sun Country Airlines. Hi, Stan. How are you?
Hey, Jack. It's great to be here.
Welcome from Minnesota. And you didn't bring in that snow with you, did you?
No. You know, Saturday I was shoveling. I was thinking I was shoveling snow in my driveway. You know, we had a little storm there. I think we got 12 inches in 24 hours. And I was thinking, boy, this has really got to be great for bookings. So secretly, I'm rooting on that you guys get a big blizzard here and you start going to these warm destinations.
Well, I'm actually leaving Sunday morning for Maui, but I'm also looking forward to the opportunity to take some of these trips that Sun Country is offering now. This has got to be a tremendous service for the weary mid-Michigan traveler in the midst of January, February, December, you name it.
Yeah, well, you know, we start December 22nd to 5 destinations from Lansing. We're going to be flying to Cancun, Montego Bay, Fort Myers in Florida, Orlando, and Las Vegas.
Where do I sign up?
Well, suncountry.com. And you can just get airfare. You don't have to buy a package. And in fact, we have kicked off a fantastic fare sale that just started yesterday. Today, and it pertains to all three destinations in Florida. $79 to Orlando, $89 to Fort Myers, $99 to Las Vegas, and if you ticket between now and November 30th, that's good for travel for the entire season. Quite a deal.
These are one-way fares?
That's right. Each segment is each way.
You may not want to come back if you're down there that long.
Well, you know, last time I was on the road, you can't drive to Orlando for $79.
No.
And you sure as heck can't get there in 3 hours either.
And you can't do that out of other cities either.
Exactly. These are fantastic fares. And suncountry.com or suncountryvacations.com, and you can get them.
All right. The logical question is, we're told there's no such thing as a free lunch, and if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It sounds pretty good. How is Sun Country able to do this, and why Lansing?
Well, Lansing is very important to Sun Country Airlines. Today, we're primarily a Minneapolis-based airline, and we're growing. We're successful. The company's going to have a record profitability year in 2010 here. And so Lansing appears to us to be, as you pointed out, one of the growing areas in the country economically. And the demographics here and the demand that's available, we think, is very encouraging. And so we're starting off with these 5 cities. And the current service will run through May 1st. However, if bookings develop to the point where we could sustain year-round service, we'll do that.
Would you guess that there will be a lot of people coming in from Grand Rapids, from Flint, from other areas? You may even get some people coming from Detroit this way instead of the mass migration that way.
Well, I certainly hope so, because you're not going to find fares like this out of Detroit or Grand Rapids, that's for sure.
Okay, I have a lot of friends in Detroit. I grew up in Redford Township just outside the city, and I've never known anyone to fly from Detroit to Lansing to get on a plane. But I got some friends who are going to do that when I hear these prices.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Not only do we have great prices, we've got great service. And we offer cabin-class aircraft, which means 2 cabins on the aircraft, first class and coach, 737-800 aircraft, most modern airplane flying out there right now. And on Sun Country Airlines, we're renowned for our service. And I really encourage our customers to try first class. We've got a great upgrade deal. If you buy a coach ticket to upgrade into first class, full service. We have in-flight entertainment with a unit called DigiPlayers. They're personal digital video players. And that comes complimentary in first class, and I think people will really enjoy it.
What is the upgrade to first class cost?
It's $139 from coach, and it's also includes free bags, so you don't have to pay a bag fee if you go into first class, and of course, full service up front, including free drinks and meal, etc., as well as the DigiPlayer.
You start talking about a flight to Vegas or Cancun where you're going to be on the plane for a while, that becomes pretty reasonable.
Boy, I'll tell you what, out of Minneapolis, first class fills up all the time with the people going out to Vegas.
Do people ask you, how come I can get a first class ticket on Sun Country for less than it would cost to get a coach ticket on some other airlines?
Well, you know, we're a very efficient carrier. We're a relatively small carrier, but we're nimble, and we have a modern fleet of aircraft, and our people are very productive, and that all contributes to our ability to offer low fares to the traveling public. So it's really a win-win all around.
Are there other destinations that you see in the future that are possible here, or are we mostly talking about Southern Resort destinations?
Well, you know, Jack, I'll tell you, we currently have an application before the U.S. Department of Transportation to offer nonstop service from Lansing to Reagan National Airport. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a very, what they call, slot-controlled airport, and these slots do not become available that often. So we have our fingers crossed for that. We've had the congressional delegation from Michigan, as well as local businesses here, as well as businesses and congressional delegation in Minnesota supporting that. We're hopeful that we'll get approval for it. When that approval comes, we would then have daily nonstop service from Lansing to Washington National Airport, and that would be a home run for the Lansing area as well as for Sun Country Airlines. In addition, in the summertime, if we are to extend service, what we'll do is we'll transition from Mexico and Florida to more traditional destinations in the summertime, mm-hmm. which could involve East Coast destinations mm-hmm. such as Boston, New York. Washington, as well as West Coast destinations, typically Los Angeles and San Francisco. So there's a lot of potential here. As I said, Lansing is very important to Sun Country Airlines. And in demonstration of the importance of that, I've been spending time here in the community, and I'm here, in fact, 3 days this week meeting with businesses and industry leaders to talk about our service.
Well, we are very, very glad to have you here in Sun Country at Capital Region International Airport. And I'm going to try some of this service, and I'm going to let our listeners know exactly what it's all about.
Well, great, and I hear you have a snowstorm coming on Thursday, so you better book early.
Stan Gadick, President and CEO of Sun Country Airlines, talking about the new service and the new pricing and everything that is happening here in Lansing and the great opportunities. And we'll tell you more about that over the next couple of weeks.